Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Keith Miller. Batting second. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Batting third. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Russ McGinnis. Batting seventh. The DH, Joe Vitiello. Batting eighth. The center fielder, David Howard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Pat Borders. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Chris Sabo. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. And now, play ball. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lind strikes out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Alvarez. Miller moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGinnis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sabo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ McGinnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McGinnis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vitiello hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ventura hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren News on pinch hits for Mike Devereaux. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nuzon takes first base on ball 4. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nuzon moves to second. 2 outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Carcoviche hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Guillen moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Raines reaches second base with a double. Guillen scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Raines moves to third. Frank Thomas, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Warren Nuzon now playing right field. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Borders hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Nuzon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sabo is 0-for-1 in the game. Sabo hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nuzon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nuzon hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 0 for 1 in the game. Jose takes first base on ball 4. Russ McGinnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGinnis is 0 for 1 in the game. McGinnis takes first base on ball 4. Jose moves to second. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vitiello is 0 for 1 in the game. Vitiello strikes out. 2 outs. David Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti juggles the ball. That's an error on Gaetti. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Karkoviche moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Raines hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Karkoviche scores. Johnson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Melvin Bunch now pitching. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sabo is 0 for 2 in the game. Sabo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Borders is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Lind batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Warren News on batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Ventura. The throw from Borders and he is safe. Ventura steals second. Warren News on is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. News on is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. News on strikes out. 1 out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunch fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Karkovice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. News unsettles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkovice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jose strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Raines hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jose, who is chasing the ball. Raines reaches third base with a triple. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sabo is 0-for-3 in the game. Sabo hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Russ McGinnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGinnis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McGinnis hits a fly ball towards center. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. McGinnis moves to second. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vitiello is 0-for-2 in the game. Vitiello hits a line drive towards the mound. Alvarez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Borders is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Borders hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Borders reaches second base with a double. McGinnis scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, White Sox. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Borders scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, White Sox. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 4. the White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ventura is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Borders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren News on batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. News on is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. News on hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Martin is 0-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carcoviche is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carcoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Isidro Marquez now pitching. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gagne is 0-3 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. News on settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gaetti is 0-3 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jose is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Jose strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Guillen is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson is 3-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Raines is 2-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Raines hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Raines reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Thomas is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas is walked intentionally. Dilson Torres now pitching. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sabo is 0-4 in the game. Sabo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Borders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Brent Maine pinch hits for Russ McGinnis. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Maine hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Tucker pinch hits for Joe Vitiello. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Tucker hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner pinch hits for David Howard. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.